I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The Colorado Corn Growers Association has a voter's guide it says it would like you to consider as you fill out your 2020 ballot. Executive Director Nick Kohlglaser says the CCGA's policy committee took the position of no on three state propositions: Proposition 113 regarding the popular vote, Proposition 114 regarding the restoration of gray wolves, and Proposition 118 having to do with paid family and medical leave. The policy committee also takes a position on Amendment B's repeal of the tax assessment rates. Kohlglaser says corn growers support the measure because it would repeal the Gallagher Amendment. Passed in 1982, Gallagher required 45% of the property tax to come from residential properties and 55% to come from non-residential properties, including commercial, vacant, industrial, and especially agricultural.
Those non-residential property taxes, again, including agriculture, pays a rate right now of four times as much as residential. And so it really puts the burden on those properties, those non-residence properties in a community. And what we've seen is because of that, funding for schools, funding for public safety, and funding for transportation in those local areas has diminished.
Kohlglaser says the policy committee's voter guide can be found in the Colorado Corn Kernels newsletter on the group's website. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.